This episode of Being Fantastic in Mind, Body and Soul was produced by Iroma Media. To find out more about how we can help your business get more exposure, contact us by email at info@iromamedia.com. I am Khadija Williamson, and welcome back to Being Fantastic in Mind, Body and Soul, the podcast where we explore what it truly means to thrive in every dimension of your life. I'm so glad you're here. Today, we're stepping into a topic that is on everyone's mind, whether you're aware of it or not. It's reshaping the way we work, the way we think, and honestly, the way we show up in the world. We're talking about artificial intelligence, and more specifically, how you can prepare for the AI revolution in a way that feels empowering, not overwhelming. Because here's the thing, this isn't a tech episode. This is a mindset episode, a soul episode, an episode about becoming the kind of person who not only survives change, but flourishes because of it. Let's dive in. The revolution is already here. Let's start with a little reality check, because sometimes we talk about AI like it's coming, like it's this distant future thing. But friends, it's already here. It's in the way your Spotify knows what song you need before you do. It's in your emails, smart replies, your banking apps, fraud detection, your doctor's diagnostic tools. AI is woven into the fabric of our daily lives in ways most of us haven't even noticed. And over the next few years, the pace is going to accelerate dramatically. Jobs will shift. Industries will transform. Entire categories of work that didn't exist 5 years ago will become the most in-demand skills on the planet. So the question isn't, will AI affect me? The question is, how do I choose to meet it? Do you meet it with fear or do you meet it with curiosity? I want to help you choose curiosity because that choice, that one mindset shift, changes everything.
Your business has stories worth telling to your prospects and customers, and Iroma Media brings them to life with powerful content distribution to increase traffic to your websites. Discover more at aromamedia.com or email at info@aromamedia.com.
The inner work first. Now, here on this Being Fantastic podcast, we always come back to the whole person, mind, body, soul. And I think the most underrated preparation you can do for the AI age isn't learning a new software tool. It's doing the inner work. Think about it. The traits that AI cannot replicate, at least not authentically, are the very traits that make you magnificently, irreplaceably human. Empathy. The ability to sit with another person in their pain and say, I see you. Creativity. Not just generating ideas, but having the lived experience, the emotion, the soul behind an idea. Ethical judgment. The wisdom to know not just what can be done, but what should be done. Connection. Real, messy, vulnerable, beautiful human connection. These are not soft skills. They are your superpower skills in an AI-driven world. So the first thing I want you to do is invest in yourself, in your emotional intelligence, your self-awareness, your ability to connect. Take that course, go to therapy, journal, meditate, do the deep work, because the more human you become, the more irreplaceable you are. Professional life. Adapt. Don't fear. Now let's talk practical. Your career, your business, your professional life. I know some of you might be sitting with a little anxiety right now. Will AI take my job? Am I becoming obsolete? I want to speak directly to that fear. You are not obsolete, but you may need to evolve. And honestly, that's not new. Every generation has had to evolve alongside new technology. The printing press, the industrial revolution, the internet. Each time, people said, this changes everything. And they were right. And each time, humans adapted, created new roles, and found new ways to add value. Here's what I recommend for your professional life right now. 1. Get curious, not defensive. Start experimenting with AI tools in low-stakes ways. Use it to draft an email, brainstorm ideas, or organize your thoughts. You don't need to be an expert. You just need to be willing to explore. 2. Identify what AI augments versus what it replaces. AI is extraordinary at repetitive tasks, data processing, pattern recognition. You are extraordinary at nuance, relationships, vision. Find where those intersect and lean in hard. 3. Become a lifelong learner. The half-life of specific technical skills is shrinking, but the skill of learning how to learn, that becomes more valuable every single day. Read, watch, take courses, stay curious, make learning part of your identity. And 4, build your network of humans, relationships, trust, reputation. These are things AI cannot build for you. Invest in your people. Personal life, protecting your humanity. But what about your personal life? This matters just as much. Because one of the quiet dangers of the AI age isn't just job displacement. It's the slow erosion of presence, of stillness, of genuine human experience. When everything is optimized, curated, and algorithmically served to you, when your newsfeed tells you what to think and your AI assistant tells you what to do, it becomes dangerously easy to stop thinking for yourself. So here is my soul-level invitation to you. Protect your attention like it's sacred, because it is. Be intentional about where your mind goes. Practice being offline. Go for a walk without your phone. Have a real conversation without checking a screen. Create something with your hands. Be bored. Yes, be bored, because boredom is where the best ideas live. And regularly ask yourself, is technology serving my life, or am I serving it? You get to set the terms. A new vision of possibility. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. If this episode resonated with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone who needs to hear it. Leave a review, send me a message. I genuinely love hearing from this community. And remember, you are not just surviving the future. You are here to be fantastic in it. Until next time, keep nurturing your mind, honoring your body, and feeding your soul. Take care of yourself. I'll see you next episode. I want to leave you with this. The AI revolution is not something happening to you. It is something you are being invited into. Imagine a world where AI handles the administrative, the repetitive, the exhausting, and frees you to do more of what only you can do. More time for creativity, for connection, for purpose-driven work, for being fantastic in mind, body, and soul. That world is possible, but you have to show up for it. You have to do the inner work. You have to stay curious. You have to keep investing in the beautiful, messy, extraordinary human being that you are. Because here's the truth I want you to hold on to. The future belongs to those who are most fully, most authentically themselves. Not the most robotic, the most human. This podcast was produced by Aroma Media, the digital marketing and done-for-you podcast services agency. To explore having your own branded podcast for your business in any niche or sponsorship opportunities on one of our existing podcasts, contact us by email at info@iromamedia.com. Goodbye from me, Khadija Williamson, and my colleagues at Aroma Media.